Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frank Castro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castro. Sheinbloom reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinbloom. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tovar moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Castro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark misplays the ball. That's an error on Clark. Salmon moves to third. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts between the mound and first base. Cott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Salmon scores. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-1 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Sheinblum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castro. Sheinblum reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Nettles chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Roseborough fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Roseborough. Sheinblum scores. Horton moves all the way to home. It's 5-0, Indians. Danny Morris now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-1 in the game. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Roseboro reaches second base with a double. Nettles moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Roseboro scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Rollins moves to second. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Danny Morris. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Keller now pitching. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Sheinblum takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Sheinblum moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Bob Miller now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins steps on third for one, throws to second for two, and on to first for the triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. the Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Roseborough hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to third for the out. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to third. Nelson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. Castro strikes out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Luck pinch hits for Bob Miller. Bruce Luck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luck is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams bunts towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cardenal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-3 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salmon. Castro reaches second base with a double. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Ron Peronoski. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6. And Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.